Welcome to the first episode of Witch's Brew. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Emma, and we're the hosts of this Mystic Pod. We are so excited to introduce Witch's Brew to all of you and start this crazy journey.
Yes, we are. We're so excited.
We are. But since this is our first episode, we both kind of wanted to take some time to introduce everything to you before we start with our official first topic. So in this episode, we will be kind of talking about what our podcast is about and what to expect, introducing ourselves and kind of how we first got interested in all things Mystic. So to start things out, what is Witch's Brew?
Well, Emma,
tell us.
Witch's Brew is our podcast that we started because we have always been drawn to the witchy and the mystic, whether that be spells or tarot or even moon rituals, which we have tried to do. past life regression, really anything, pretty much anything in the realm of weird and unexplained.
Yes, if it's weird, like, we sign us up.
Yes, exactly. If we want to be, we're the freaks and geeks, like, we just want all of the weird.
We do.
So, our interest in these topics has always been there. We've always been interested in it, and we've always been the kind of friends who get together and we just somehow talk about the universe, like, every time we're together without even trying.
Yes.
And, you know, our interest in these topics in the mystic has just grown so much over the past few years, and that has prompted so many discussions leading us to our decision to start this podcast.
Yeah, it definitely has, and I feel like we both kind of agreed that Witch's Brew is not only a way to channel these interests, but also to kind of learn and share insights on just the vastness of the mystical and unexplained universe.
Definitely.
So, yeah, so I feel like each week we will be diving into a new topic, and we will be spending the entire episode on that topic, discussing its history and origins, influences, and also more of, like, the modern uses and depictions in pop culture and how it is approached in our world today.
Oh, yeah. We'll definitely be talking about how these things show up in movies and music and
all of it.
And horror movies, because we love horror movies. And, oh, my God, Emma, I'm just realizing we haven't even talked about, we're talking about, like, our love of horror movies. We haven't talked about why the podcast is named Witch's Brew and spelled a little differently.
That is a good point. Honestly, you might have noticed that the Witch's Brew, in the W is two V's, which I think, Jordan, you kind of did some research on that, and it is the old English spelling.
Yes, the old English W didn't exist. W didn't exist in the old English language, so they put two V's together. It's Vovovich.
Vovovich. But
that's just some nerdy English stuff for you. However, the real deep reason that we named this podcast Witch's Brew is because
it is a little honorary mention of one of our favorite movies, horror movies, The Witch, Vova Vitch, which is an A24 movie. It came out a few years ago.
As you said before, it's an instant classic. You have to watch this movie if you're interested in horror or witchy things at all. Totally. I mean, come on, it's called The Witch.
I know, like, it has everything in it. We both loved it, we both watched it together and talk about it all the time, reference it, and so we felt that it was the perfect way to tie that into our podcast, as it's such a classic between us, so.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why we are called Witch's Brew.
Yes.
I'm sure we'll have to do, like, a whole episode on all of our favorite horror movies.
Oh, yeah. We definitely will have to. We'll have to spend, a full episode on that. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I feel like with each topic we talk about, we kind of hope to also generate, like, a more of a mix of deep conversation as well as some lighthearted fun with each discussion, because we know how to have fun, but also to kind of be serious as well with these topics. So
definitely.
But with that being said, we are both very passionate, as you can probably tell, about these topics, but are by no means experts. So a little disclaimer, we will be learning along the way.
Yes, but this is our huge disclaimer to say we are already positive we're going to get things wrong, and we're totally okay with that. Like, we are just learning along with you guys. So
we are.
whether it's just our parents or not, we just want to say that we are by no means experts. We're just super interested in this stuff, and we want to learn more about it, and we're going to be talking about it, so why not talk about it with all of you?
Exactly, and just bring some more insight, and it's going to be great.
Yes.
Yeah, so I guess with that, Jordan, do you want to kind of start talking about who we are and our beginnings?
Yes. So we talked about, obviously, we talked about what our podcast is about, what Witches Brew is going to be, but we also think it's important for you to get to know us. Emma and I are best friends and soul sisters, and we really want you to know us as individuals. So does that work for you for us to do our bios, Emma?
Yes, it does, and we kind of decided to do something fun for this, and kind of switched up a little bit, so we actually wrote each other's bios, and we have not shared them with each other, so this will be the first time we both hear them.
I'm so excited. I'm a little nervous to read mine, but I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm very nervous, because I think I overthink everything, so it's gonna be interesting.
I think it's gonna be really good. Do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first?
I guess I can go first.
Okay.
All right, let's
go. So this is all about me, I guess.
This is the Jordan bio. All right. So I have the honor of introducing my soul sister for life, Jordan Safransky. Jordan graduated from UW-Green Bay with a bachelor's in English creative writing. During her undergraduate years, Jordan became the English queen and was involved in a lot within the department.
Oh my god, I'm honored.
Just a few of her many credits include being fiction editor for Sheepshead Review, the literary journal of the English department, and Rising, where she also rose to serve as a stellar editor-in-chief of the journal. And also, she completed a 50,000 word novel draft in a class workshop, which is an incredible accomplishment in itself. Jordan thrived in college and continues to thrive today, working in realty marketing and freelance writing. She spends her free time with a nose deep in a good book, or finding as much inspiration to fuel her own writing while she works on her own projects. And her vibrant, witchy soul and warm spirit are one of a kind.
Oh, that was so cute. Yeah. Oh my god, I'm so glad we did this.
Yeah.
I haven't even read yours. Thank you. Thanks, girl.
Also, I had to mention, P.S., Dr. Man, Dr. Pepper. We call it Dr. Man. Do you want to explain that?
Is life. Oh my god, I guess we have to explain one of our oldest inside jokes. It's such a stupid, we are so sorry. None of our stuff is going to be funny, but we think it is. Basically, Emma and I love Dr. Pepper, and we used to work together at a place that had a vending machine, and for some reason, the Dr. Pepper would always run out, because I don't know, everyone knows that it's the best. I don't know why.
I guess so.
I don't know why, but we started calling the guy who would deliver the soda the Dr. Pepper Man, and I don't know how that devolved into what it did today, but eventually we just started calling Dr. Pepper Dr. Man, and that's, you know, that's where we've ended up now. So we're not, if you ever hear us cracking open the can and saying we're drinking Dr. Man, we are in fact drinking Dr. Pepper.
Yes.
All right. Well, I don't know if I can beat your bio, but this is Emma Faye's bio. All right. Yay. Emma Faye, other than being my soul sister and an amazing friend to many, Emma is also a badass professional woman whose name you'll see on the big screen one day.
Oh my God.
Because she is writing an amazing, creepy, horrifying screenplay. This girl has written an entire novel about a cult on a university campus, and she is currently working on turning it into your next favorite feature film, likely featuring like 90% of the cast of Stranger Things.
And Timothée Chalamet.
Yes. Emma, I mean, he should be in Stranger Things. Come on.
He totally fits the bill.
Yeah. Emma works from home because COVID sucks, but she was luckily able to relocate to the city of her dreams, where she now lives in a gorgeous old character home apartment in Madison. Is it okay that I say that you live in Madison? I mean, Madison's a big city.
Yeah,
I don't think
totally.
Anyone's going to be able to find you, right?
Yeah. I mean, if they want to, I mean, come on.
Yeah, I guess they can go ahead.
Yeah, they can find me.
Yeah, don't mess with chicks who like true crime because we're paranoid and we're prepared.
We are very prepared.
We don't have too many classy big cities in Wisconsin, so our college town, Madison, is literally the perfect place for Emma. She is thriving there despite COVID, and it's an awesome place to live. Her energy is just totally made for it. It's perfect. When she isn't writing, Emma is probably watching an A24 or Ari Aster film, reading her screenplay book for The Witch,
yes.
on a walk to Trader Joe's with her sister, or worrying about a mysterious disease she definitely doesn't but might have.
That is definitely me.
So, to summarize, 90s chick born too late, Emma Faye, the best half of Witch's Brew.
Oh my gosh, you are seriously the best. I'm like gonna cry right now.
This is why we're soul sisters.
Honestly, that was so sweet, and you're just the best. Oh my
gosh. So are you.
I'm so glad we did this.
I feel like we that was like more for us than the listeners, so sorry, but
sorry.
You know us, you know everything you need to know. I don't even know if we need to do another podcast because...
No, honestly, and I feel like as much as it was great, I feel like people need, I mean, they need to know a little about us. We're gonna talking at them every week, so
there we go.
They need to know some things.
Yes, and now that you know us a little bit more individually, at least through each other's eyes, which I feel like was pretty accurate.
Yes.
We're both pretty cool chicks.
Cool chicks.
We have to get into how we actually met because
yes.
we have known each other. Emma and I have known each other for close to 5 years now, I think.
Wow. That's crazy to think about.
I know. It's very really crazy. It feels like, yes, truly, it feels like college was yesterday. So
it does.
I have a very hard time believing it's been 5 years.
Yeah.
And we've done so much. It's been a crazy adventure. So, Emma, how did we meet?
Well, as you mentioned, in college, that's where it all started, at our alma mater, which was the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay.
Ooh, ooh.
Yes, which
go Phoenix!
Go Phoenix!
Even though we don't like it there, other than the English department, but don't tell anyone.
Our little secret. But yeah, we met in one of our English classes that we had together, the start of many to come.
Yes.
Yes.
And... So this English class wasn't just an English class. It was the English
class. Yeah, the, like, all caps, the English class.
We had Sheep's Head Together, which was our literary journal on campus. And
run by undergraduates.
Yeah, and it's an amazing thing just in and of itself. And I came into GV not knowing anyone because I transferred my sophomore year. And I was pretty nervous, but I knew I wanted to get involved somehow. And I heard that Emma was doing the blog for Sheep's Head. So I kind of just worked up the nerve to ask her that day, I think, if she wanted help. And she was so nice. I was so nervous. She was so nice. And that's how we met. That's the short story. I mean,
yeah.
It's pretty simple. We worked on our university journal's blog together.
I know. And I really love that was our first project because, honestly, I was kind of intimidated going into it because I really didn't have a lot of experience. And like we said, this was like the English class.
Right.
So like, it was kind of crazy. So the fact that you reached out just made me feel so much better about doing this project. And I just loved being able to rebuild the website together. And just because we had a lot of ideas and we just worked, like we melded so well together. We worked so well together creatively, my God, I cannot talk. Words are hard.
Creativity.
We just had so many creative ideas between us, and which is so hard to find sometimes to, like, mm-hmm. be able to be on the same page at all times.
Yeah, it's really, especially for someone like me, who's, like, I'm very stubborn and I'm very independent and I like working by myself. It's very hard to find someone that you want to work with and whose artistic vision you agree with and you feel like you're on the same page. And that's what we had from the start. There were no compromises. It wasn't like we were fighting back and forth. Like, we were just so in sync immediately. And, like, we didn't even know each other. We didn't know what we were doing. And we kind of fell into this sync almost immediately. Like, we were definitely meant to work together.
Oh, we were. Like, it was crazy because usually, I mean, I'm pretty introverted, like, at first. Like, I usually get pretty, like, intimidated by people. But I never, like, felt that at all with you, and I just feel like from the start, I was just so comfortable, and I could, like, I feel like I could open up right away, and we could just, you know, have these great conversations together, and we just bonded from day one, honestly.
Right, and that's exactly what we kept doing. I mean, what were all the projects we did together?
We did so many. We did so many projects. We had so many classes together, which was so fun. We read and, like, edited our work, each other's work, and we wrote our novels together in our novel workshop, which was incredible.
I mean, if you can get through that together, you can probably get through anything. Emma and I wrote 50,000 words in, like, I think less than 2 months for a class.
It was, like, it was insane. It was, like, the... It was like a fall semester, I think, because it was right before Christmas.
It was so terrible.
Or Thanksgiving. Yeah. It was like Thanksgiving, Christmas.
I think we had like September, October, and maybe a week in November.
Yeah. Now that you say, I think it was right before Thanksgiving or like a little before.
Yeah. So we had to do it September, October, and maybe a week of November that we were writing a 50,000-word novel. And
yeah,
she read my work. I've read her work. I haven't actually read her full novel because she's turning it into that screenplay that I mentioned earlier. So, we've been working creatively together forever, and that's what led us into our biggest creative project in college, which was Indented.
Lovely Indented, which is the gateway to where we are today.
Yes. The English department started a podcast at our university, and I had never done a podcast, and neither had Emma, but I got the producer role because our English professor is amazing, and
we love
she helped
her.
Me out. Yes! Shout out to Meacham.
Shout out to Meacham.
She's, like, Queen. The reason we're... we should probably also say that Dr. Rebecca Meacham is probably the only reason we're friends or, like, know each other, because we had every single one of her classes together.
We did, and
she was there through all of it. Yes, but she started this podcast, and I was the producer, and basically... from the start, Emma and I recorded an episode together, and that was it. It was like, there was no question she was going to be the co-host.
No, because
like,
I think I was a guest. I was a guest in that first episode.
Yeah, I think we had you on as a guest.
But vibe was there. Like, the vibe.
It's really funny that we ended up here, which is why we tell this story, because the very first podcast we did together was an episode on ghosts.
It was.
And we were telling creepy ghost stories, and that's what Emma and I had so much fun, and I don't think we expected it, but we truly had so much fun recording the episodes together, and that's exactly why we're back, because
we are back and better than ever.
Love podcasts, and we're very excited to be doing another one.
Yeah, and it was like, for me going into our first podcast in college, not knowing a lot, like, we didn't know a lot about the recording process or the editing process, and I was just very surprised by how much I actually loved recording. I mean, it helps that no one can see our faces, which that, like, helped a lot, but I just found a love for it, and I'm so glad that we kind of got this opportunity to start our own, because just from those moments in college doing it, I was so excited to just start this new kind of chapter and learn a bunch of stuff, you know, with recording. So that was fun.
Yeah, the whole experience was so cool. I got to, like, editing. Editing was so difficult, but it was like a really fun challenge.
We had a lot of challenges.
Yeah, we had a lot of challenges and tech challenges, but I feel like that's kind of part of the fun, and it makes you feel accomplished when you get something done. Like, I don't know, having a podcast up feels really, really good, because it's like doing a video. You have to put so much work into it, and that's why we're here.
Despite knowing that we probably wanted to erase a bunch of moments from those past podcasts, but we were very happy in the end and proud.
There are some episodes that we probably wish were gone forever, like lost into the ether, but I listened to some of them the other day, and Emma, we're so cute, we're like little babies.
It was
really fun to listen.
They're fun, but you know what I'm talking about. I'm not gonna mention it. But I cannot get through more than maybe 2 seconds.
I refuse. No, I won't listen to that one either.
And just knowing what happened after and, like, the rest of the day, I can't. I just can't. So that will never be talked about.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, after all of that, that is all to say, we do want to give you a little sneak peek into what our first topic will be for our first official podcast, since this was just an intro, kind of get to know us episode. Emma, what will we be discussing next episode? All right.
Well, the drum roll.
Ooh, okay, hold on.
Our first topic is tarot, which is the perfect sort of, like, gateway, because this is kind of something that started our interest in, like, the witchy universe. Like, we practiced it. We started practicing it together and just learning about it. And it kind of started this, our passion was tarot, I feel
it
like.
Did. It did. 100%. Like, we've always been interested in this stuff. And I think, I mean, we go to Barnes & Noble so much together. Like, it was bound to happen that one of us just, like, ended up buying a tarot set. And ever Earthbound. Since, yes, Earthbound. And Earthbound, oh my god, Earthbound, that's all I asked for Christmas. I was like, please just get me Earthbound gift cards, that's all I want. Yeah, I'm sure we'll talk a lot about Earthbound in this podcast, but so yeah, we are doing tarot because it's kind of where we really, really started getting into, like, a mystic practice. And something crazy always happens to us when we do it. We feel this.
It does.
I don't know. Emma and I just have really good energy together. Our soul sister energy. So
we do. Like, I feel like we know how to manifest some type of vibe, because every time there's been some crazy.
We do.
There's some crazy results with our spreads, and it's just amazing. It just feels like a different level, and I just am excited to continue practicing it together.
Yes. So if you are interested in learning more about tarot, like us, we are already learning so much that we didn't know in our research. I will be covering the origins of divination tarot cards. It started in ancient times, so I'm very excited to talk about it, and then all the way through their history throughout the years.
Yes, and I will be covering tarot reading today, and sort of like the modern depictions of tarot in the media, like movies, books, TV, and just kind of how it's approached in our world today and how people view it. So yeah.
And we will, of course, be including our own. We don't want it to be all informative and no fun, so of course we'll be including our own spooky experiences with tarot. Kind of a guide to tarot, if you're looking to start, and kind of where we got all of our stuff and how you can do it too. It's a great present to ask for Christmas if we get this up on time. So.
And there are so many different types of cards, like different designs and like just themes. So it's kind of like a whole, like, fun kind of universe. Tarot just in itself is just so fun with the different types of spreads and cards you can. Fine, so that's really fun.
Yeah,
so it's definitely, this episode is definitely going to be witchy and informative, and we are just so excited. But that being said, Jordan and I are so thankful for you, the listeners, whether you're our parents, friends, or someone we don't even know yet. We just really wanted to thank you for your support and interest in all things witchy and our journey this podcast.
Yes, thank you for listening. We know this isn't the most mystic episode ever since we're just introducing ourselves, so thank you so much for listening. We are so excited to be doing this, and if you want to support us more, please remember to subscribe. Usually your phone will just start subscribing even if you're listening, so it's really not hard at all. And just tell anyone that you think would enjoy to learn more about the mystic world and hang out with us for an hour every week.
You're all welcome. You're welcome to join our discussion.
Everyone and everything, spirit, living, dead, whatever.
We do not discriminate.
No, so we do not. So please stay. And since we don't have an outro yet, we want to leave every episode on a positive note. So for the meantime, we will be doing a mental health tip. We all need it right now. We're still in the horrible, horrible crisis of COVID.
Yeah, I think it's so important. I love the idea of kind of ending on a positive note, because with everything going on in the world, mixed with sometimes, you know, our topics we're going to be discussing are going to get pretty deep, it's just really important to stay positive just amongst all that. And so I love that idea of just kind of ending on a good note.
And we always want to remind people that mental health is the most important thing, especially we live in Wisconsin. Seasonal depression is 100% a thing, even though Emma and I typically like the overcast weather and the spooky weather.
I thrive in the darkness, I gotta say. When the sun comes out,
can definitely get to you. So get that vitamin D. But for our mental health tip, this actually comes from Soul Pancake, which I love because I'm obsessed with Rainn Wilson. Wilson. They talked about a study that was done that concluded writing down three things you're grateful for every day, and you've probably heard this because it's so easy, but writing down super three simple things you're grateful for every single day can make you 15% happier.
That's amazing. That is crazy.
And obviously, that's a really scientific and data-driven way to say that by writing down things that you're grateful for every day, you literally rewire your brain and help yourself look for the positives, and it makes you happier. It does.
I love that. And I think it's so important. I know that it's after Thanksgiving already, but it's still that, like, you know, that kind of holiday season. I mean, whether you celebrate all the holidays or not, it doesn't matter. I feel like it just, this time is just, everyone kind of reflects on the end of the year and just going forward and kind of staying positive throughout it all. So especially this year. Especially
there's a lot of really, really negative stuff going on in the world right now, in our country right now, lots of negative emotions. So just try to, it doesn't have to be toxic positivity. Just find three things that you're grateful for that happened to you during the day, because if you woke up, that's one thing you can put down. Like, you can, there are things to be grateful for, and when you start looking for them, you will start seeing them. So we hope that that you're able to take that or do your own little mental health exercise this week, whatever you have to do to stay positive.
Yes, I love that. Well, this has been a great introductory episode, and I've just loved being able to talk with you, Jordan, and kind of introduce our listeners to our lovely mystical world and what to expect going forward. So
Me too. It's been, we can't actually see each other this episode, but it's been so good to see you and talk to you. Yes. And it's been so exciting for us to be in the process of making this. And we're so happy that you're here, listeners. So thank you again. Please share the podcast if you think anyone you know would like to listen.
Yes,
and
please
we
do.
We will see you back here for our next episode on tarot cards.
Yes, we will see you then.
All right. Bye.
Bye.